Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Zut alors! France is in the World Cup final. Way to go, Frenchies.
32-year-old center back who's had a series of injury issues the last few seasons at Manchester City. Antoine Griezmann, the ensuing corner, swung in, header on frame! The opening goal! Samuel Umtiti! Is that the goal that puts France in a World Cup final?
Way to go. Tomorrow, Croatia and England. And then on Sunday, France against the winner of that game. So there you go. And then they have a third place game. For what reason? I don't know. I need to sell beer in Russia, I guess. I don't know why you would have a third place game.
So you can know who's in third place.
And what does that matter? I heard from Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last.
His dad denied saying that.
I know.
It was a very heartbreaking part of the movie.
By the way, there's a large plume of dark smoke going on out there, and there is a recycling plant northeast of downtown Denver that has caught fire. Recycling plant northeast of downtown Denver. Yeah. So there you go. I was picking up carnage from my neighbor from their 4th of July celebration in my yard all week.
Carnage?
Yeah.
Not leftover firework trash, but carnage?
Okay, leftover firework trash. Fortunately, my neighborhood does not look like this. So, not trying to make light of it. That's what's going on if you're looking at smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of it. I kill you with truth. Where are we? Denver and Adams County lines. That's the exact location. So heads up on that. I don't know how a fire starts at a recycling plant. Could that just be the heat? Who knows? So there you go. Tonight in Lodo, it'll be the Rockies against the Diamondbacks for three games. Yeah. And then the Seattle Mariners come to town. So fun with the Rockies, Chad, as they're hanging in there. More than hanging in there. They're right there. And they are currently 3.5 behind the Diamondbacks. But The Dodgers are a half game back. The Giants are 3 games back. The Padres seem to be out of it at 12 games back. So, hey, man, you want to make some waves? You're 3.5 games out? Here you go. Sweep the Diamondbacks. Be a half game out. And, we'll see what the other teams do.
Now, they're 1-5 against the Diamondbacks for the season.
Well, the Diamondbacks are really good this year, so it's not going to be easy.
Well, you said they can just sweep the Diamondbacks as if, they're going to go into the All-Star break.
Well, they just took down they took a series from the Mariners, which is real good.
The Diamondbacks have scored almost double.
The problem that the Rockies have right now is that it's easier for them to win the NL West than to actually get a wild card spot. They're 4.5 games out of the wild card spot with 6 teams in front of them. Not easy. So it's easier right now at this moment to win the wild card or to win the NL West. But that being said, they're certainly not out of it. In fact, just the opposite. They've battled strongly. Mm-hmm. They've kept themselves in the mix, mm-hmm. and I'm pumped. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on tonight. Tyler Anderson's been pitching fantastic. And he's on the bump. I'm pumped. They just have not really done great at home. I just think that's a matter of time, Chad.
Why is it a matter of time?
Because it generally is a matter of time for most good teams to win at home.
Is this good team?
Oh, yeah. The Rockies are definitely a good team. The question is, are they a great team? They're definitely a good team.
They're not wildly inconsistent?
Not wildly inconsistent, no. Not wildly. It's more like, you know, you didn't get the production out of, well, you didn't get what you needed out of so far out of John Gray. Hopefully he comes back and provides something for you. And Brian Shaw was just a, God, he was awful. He was worse than a recycling fire. I mean, he was not good. So you've kind of moved on from those two guys, or at least you're not relying on them. And other guys have picked up the slack. Adam Ottavino was totally snubbed. Should absolutely have been an all-star. You've had Kyle Freeland, who's taken the role of ace just game after game after game. Marquez has been terrific. Tyler Anderson's been great. Ian Desmond is finally coming around. You're getting great production out of all-star Trevor Story, Charlie Blackman, Nolan Arenado's the best third baseman in town, in the country.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Ever.
Okay.
And then you're getting, like, Cuevas was a significant contributor the other night. I like Tapia and his roles that he fills in for. I mean, you got Tony Walters, who is one of my favorite players on the entire team, hit two triples the other day. Tony Walters threw out D. Gordon. Straight up steal. Tony Walters threw him out.
All right, so if the Broncos
it's just awesome.
We're 4-4. Because the Rockies are what? 46-44. So roughly 500 ball club.
That's not fair because, you know, okay, but keep going. Keep going.
Broncos are 4-4.
All right.
Are they a good team? You're calling this Rockies team a good team?
First of all, the Rockies are over 500. So put the Broncos over 500.
Well, it's 46-44.
I got
literally.
You.
It's like two runs
right,
difference.
4-4. The Broncos are 4-4.
Yes.
So that means they, I don't know. They beat Seattle and Oakland. They lost to Baltimore. They lost to Kansas City. They beat the Jets at the Jets. They beat the Rams. They lost to Arizona. They lost to Kansas City. They're about to play Houston.
Right. They're 4-4.
They're a good team.
They're a good team at 4-4.
Yeah, they're a good team at 4-4. They get through that schedule. 4-4, they're a good team.
Okay.
Because right. From 4-4, you can easily go 10-6.
You can also easily go 4-12.
That's right. Not easily, but you can easily go 6-10. You can't easily just lose all the rest of your games at 4-4. You're probably going to win a couple of them.
It's true.
I mean, you went 4-4. You beat some good teams. You won a road game or two. Unless they do have... Yeah, they do have... I mean, they could have won all four home games and lost all four road games, I suppose.
I just, we were looking at the papers you hear us shuffling around here are the 2018 Broncos schedule. It's laminated. Sweet.
Laminated.
But it still says Sports Authority Field at Mile
we'll
High.
We'll yell at Raj because he's in charge of the lamination machine.
Oh, but Raj didn't, you know,
wait, I shouldn't,
color coded.
I shouldn't even say that. Big Sexy, who is in charge of the lamination machine?
I don't even know where the lamination machine is.
So it's not you.
It's not
Kyle,
me.
Strawberry Man.
Strawberry Man, I don't think he's... I don't think
I just taught Kyle.
I don't think we would give Kyle.
Printer, so
right.
I
don't think we would give Kyle that kind of responsibility. Not yet. Sorry, Kyle. That's got to be Raj. This has to be a Raj job, right? I mean, but at the time that this came out, it was Sports Authority Field. I know. We don't take
the
that attention.
Sports Authority wasn't even a business.
We just photocopy something off the internet. I don't think we'd pay that much attention to it.
All right.
And then
we'd
put it through a laminator.
It's just, you know, after talking about this for an hour on air, I just found it ironic.
The Rockies, okay, I see where you're going. I'll say they're a good team, but they've got the potential of being a great team. And don't forget, they were a playoff team last year.
You really calling that a playoff run?
Hell yeah, I am.
You really calling that a playoff run?
I was there in the clubhouse getting soaked with champagne. On the periphery, I wasn't in the middle, but on the periphery.
You're really calling that a playoff?
I walked out of there with soaked champagne and beer and other assortment of celebration all over me. Heck yeah.
So how'd that series go?
It was awesome. It was bad. We had a goofy pitcher that froze underhand, give up a triple to a pitcher, and we lost.
Because it was a series, right? It was not just one game.
Unfortunately, it was not a series. It should be a best 2 out of 3, but single elimination is exciting. And we lost to a good team.
All right, fine.
We were definitely the Rockies, when I say we, were a playoff team last year. Don't even play that game with me. Do you know how hard it was to get to that point?
Text line.
Dude, why are you being a jerk on this, man?
Informal poll. Just
you
curious.
You want to see the video of them jumping up and down in celebration.
If a play-in game opportunity, is that considered a playoff team? or do you need to win the play-in game, hence calling it a play-in game, to be a playoff team? Just informal poll. I'm more than prepared to be wrong on this. I just see it as you're not in. You're trying to earn the right to be in. You're not a playoff team. You're trying to get in to the playoffs. Hence, it's called a play-in game, not a play-off game.
Dude, you're just ruining everything for me. Such a downer, man.
No way, man.
Such a downer.
Yesterday, you asked me twice during the show, am I buying or am I selling the Rockies?
Buy.
I said I'm buying.
Buy the Rockies.
I said I'm buying.
Buy the Rockies.
Yes. So my feelings haven't changed. This is more of a semantic argument than opposed to, are the Rockies, do they earn my support or do I love the Rockies or not? I'm just curious, is a play-in game a playoff game? Because if it is, then they should change it to a playoff game instead of a play-in game.
Stop it. Playoff game.
All right.
It's a one-game playoff game. They were a playoff team.
All right. Well, there's been three answers so far. Four.
What?
And you all are in favor of saying they are a playoff team.
Yeah, because they are. Because it was the playoffs.
Okay, one.
Was a wild card game a playoff game? It's one game. You only get to play one game. Is it a playoff game? Listen, I got it. It should be the best two out of three. At the minimum. I agree with you there.
It's a wild card game. Hence, not a playoff game.
Oh, stop.
I'm just reading the text line, man. That's all I can do. Play-in game.
Here's my son, who's a baseball fan, chiming in. It's not a play-in game. It's a wild card game. Play-in game would be a tie for a wild card spot. True. A game 163. A wild card game is a playoff game. Connor McKee checking in. 100% right.
Chad's right. Not a playoff team last year. 7-2-0.
Chad's wrong.
Got to win that game to be in the playoffs from the 9-7-0.
No. But listen to my kid. What it would be, a play-in game would be if two teams were tied and they would have to play, which would be the case. They would have to play game 163 to make it to the point where the Rockies were.
Oh.
That's a play-in game.
So
the Rockies
were
in the playoffs.
It's a regular season game because it's game 163.
No. You were not listening. What are you, Alfred? Oh, my God. You are killing me. You're killing me, Whitey. You're killing me.
Petey, it's not Whitey.
No, it's Whitey. You're killing me, Whitey. It's the old NFL Films thing. I promise you. You don't know that line?
I'm going from Remember the Titans.
No. I'm talking about NFL Films.
Or you're
yelling at the referees.
Small.
Well, you're killing me small. That's another one.
Right. Okay.
You're killing me, Chadwick.
Well, the text line at this point is fairly split. After an early lead by saying it was a playoff team, the non-playoff team argument is evening things out. Chad is right on this one.
Chad is wrongo. Are football playoffs play-in games or playoff games?
Football playoffs are playoffs.
Yeah, because it's a wild card playoff. As is the wild card playoff game in baseball. It's not a play-in game, dude. Like you
called it a play-in game.
No, I did not. You weren't listening.
You did.
I was saying if two teams are tied, the Rockies were not tied. They did not have to play in this particular instance, game 163. They did years ago.
Okay.
The Matt Holliday did.
The Hank Stram classic NFL Films. Thank you.
Okay. That was a play-in game, not a playoff game. The whole Matt Holliday, did he touch it? Did he not touch it? That was game 163.
Mm-hmm.
They had to win that to move on. The Rockies did not have to win a game 163, but theoretically there could be every year a game 163 if two teams are tied to get to the point where the Rockies were last year. Big difference. I don't like the one game thing. Okay, I'm telling you this. I'd rather have it a best two out of three deal. Okay? But whatever. It's still a playoff game no matter what.
Okay. Then.
So if you're asking me who the Rockies are, they are a playoff team who's been struggling a little bit and getting their act together. They're a borderline great team because you have to be a great team to make the playoffs. The Broncos were 5-11. So if they're at 4-4, I don't know if they're a great team. because I don't know what they're really capable of. We'll see. But to me, it's apples to oranges, because the Rockies have already proved that they're a high-quality team right now, and this Broncos team hasn't. They're 5-11. So at 4-4, I'd be holding my breath to see if they could finish strong. With the Rockies being slightly over 500, I believe they'll finish way over 500, as they did last year, because I believe that's who they are.
We're on the same page there.
All right, this has less to do with the
Rockies and more to do just with the semantics of people saying it's a play-in game, which means, immediately in my mind, it's not a playoff game.
Well, anybody who says it's a play-in game is not that bright.
Okay, well, you said play-in game before.
I didn't say
that. Yeah, you did. I was here. I've heard it. And the text line says, Chad, you're 100% right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Appreciate what? Wrong information?
Saying I'm right.
Okay. You're just trying to get my goat.
It's a postseason game. That's fair.
Is that what the Super Bowl is? Postseason game?
It is a postseason game.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
It's part of the postseason. The regular season is over. From the 720, this one is great. Chad, yeah, you're right. D-Mac, you're a loser. I got to 100% agree
with
that.
Right. I'm so bizarrely way off. Right. Like when I was in the clubhouse and they were all jumping up and down on each other and spraying champagne, you know, that I was just crazy. I was just insane.
And what happened after the next game?
Well, they weren't in a celebratory mood, because they gave up a friggin' triple to Archie Bradley, Pat Neshek, who's more concerned about getting freaking autographs than throwing strikes to a pitcher.
From the 940, it was an accomplishment, but not a playoff game.
Oh, Lord. All right, whatever.
This is awesome. Because normally you get under my skin. This is fun to have a role reversal.
Okay.
And get under your skin.
Yeah.
And see you a little flustered over there.
Yeah, I'm not flustered. I'm right. But, you know, if I'm flustered because I'm right and everybody else is wrong on that. Like, there's some things that I'm up in the air about. Like, I could be right. I could be wrong. I'm not wrong about this at all.
Or the Broncos ownership situation.
No, I'm not wrong about that either. I mean, I can tell you exactly where that stands.
I'm sorry, fans. My bad, listeners.
No,
I won't let him do it.
You can walk down that path again if you want. I'm not wrong about that either. I know what's going on there.
A play-in game is not a play-off game. Yeah, see, I'm with you.
Yeah, things changed. Do you realize that things do change? You know, Woolworths isn't around anymore. Things change.
I'm not sure where you're going with that one.
Things change. Like, they're used to, Toys R Us isn't around anymore.
No. I've got an awesome computer in my pocket called an iPhone. Things change. Phones used to be connected to the wall of my house.
Good luck returning, like, you know, those tennis shorts to Sports Authority. I mean, have fun with that. It's an REI now.
Okay.
Or whatever it is.
Yes. Go get your film developed at Kodak. I feel
see how that goes.
Yeah.
Right.
Good luck with that, homeboy.
Yeah, things have changed. So the world of what is a playoff game and what isn't has changed.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
I've been educated, although a lot of folks on the text line agreed with my first argument.
Yeah, because they're
so smart.
They're shopping at Woolworths instead of Target.
They're on the internet.
Where do I go?
Trying to buy a washer and dryer from Sears.
How do I do this? Where do I take this Blockbuster rental of Pretty in Pink? How do I return this? Don't you forget about me. I know that's the Breakfast Club, not Pretty in Pink. Shut up. There's a fire on I-25. Southbound I-25 is closed at Arapahoe due to the car fire.
And really quick, I'm going to play traffic guy here. If you are traveling on I-25.
Which direction?
Both directions.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. That's right in our backyard.
But the only side of the
Strawberry Man to get some video, live Facebook video of the car fire?
Thinking about it, we've got some pretty sweet video equipment now.
Had more viewers on Facebook Live when the Strawberry Man went out to cover the road is burning incident a couple years ago than anything we've ever done.
But I am telling you guys, if you are taking I-25 right now between, let's say, 225 and 470, those two, just avoid it. Completely avoid southbound or northbound I-25 in the southern part of town. Find an alternate route, because it is royally screwed right now.
Thank you, Jason Luber Jr.
Amelia Earhart.
Can throw some military gruff behind it.
All right. Be Sergeant.
Call me the Colonel.
Colonel Chaos. Or what was the guy over at KYGO? What's his deal? the general, traffic general. What is that guy? That's kind of a catchy name. Hey, it's the traffic general right here in KYGO. I got my cowboy boots on. I'm up in the airplane. Don't go near I-25 in Arapahoe. This is the general. Something like that. I don't know. Car fire. All right. Well, keep that in mind. Thank you, Big Sexy. Are people calling out about what? This is the. Deep breaths. The Rockies are a good team and could be great. I don't know about the Broncos, Chad.
There's questions about the Broncos. There's less questions going into this season than they had last season, though.
The Avalanche are a great team. They made the playoffs this year. The Rockies made the playoffs last year. Oh, the dude's name is General Gridlock? That's awesome. Hey, it's General Gridlock here, and going to do some all-American traffic reports for you.
Attention, troops.
There he is. Hey, it's General Gridlock. Now, let me tell you about the great American traffic situation. Red, white, and blue traffic update, because everything is great, and I'm General Gridlock. America, don't go on I-25. Attention! Something like that.
Oh, man. The text line is still going. It's pretty well split. Some people are making up things now. It's a play-in, playoff wildcard game.
Lord.
It's a postseason achievement.
I'm about to join the car fire if I have to listen to any more of that.
Why does that bother you so much?
Because I think it takes things away from the athletes. I think you're insulting. I don't think you appreciate how hard it is to do what the Rockies did. I think it's an insult to guys like Charlie Blackman and Nolan Arenado and other guys that I have so much respect for. I think you are really, really, really insulting the players.
Wait a second. This is coming from the guy who just 2 hours ago was saying anybody could hit a header in a World Cup game into a goal.
Yeah, nobody can play baseball. It's the world's hardest sport. I mean, you know, no offense to, you know, soccer guys out there, but, you know, you run towards the goal, you put your head on the... I played soccer. I know how... Have you ever scored a header off a corner?
I've scored some headers.
Have you scored a header off a corner in any kind of level of a soccer match?
No.
Okay. I have. All right?
Uh-huh.
I have.
Oh, good for
whatever.
You.
It doesn't take a lot of skill, Chad.
I've played baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
In varsity level baseball? Yeah. High school varsity level baseball?
Yes.
Okay. What'd you hit?
It's not important.
Okay. Deep breaths. When I scored my goals in soccer... It was more or less luck, dude. I mean, I kind of got lucky that the ball hit me in the head and I flicked it my head towards the goal.
It takes some mental geometry to make that
happen.
No,
it doesn't, dude. You just run to a spot. You have a play on a corner. You run here. You run there. If the ball hits you on the head, maybe it goes in. And you got to have some guts to dive at it. I practiced doing it for years, okay? It's not that skilled of a skill. You got to be athletic, you got to have some guts, and then you got to get lucky. Because the ball has to graze over somebody else's head and hit you in the head. And most of the time when it hits you in the head, your eyes are closed. True story. Go try to head a soccer ball and see if your eyes are open and your eyes are closed. And most of the time, you don't know where on your head it's going to hit you. You're trying to hit it on your forehead, but a lot of times it goes off the side, top of your head, back of your head, who knows? You don't know where it's going, off your nose.
That's because you weren't very good at it. If you're good at it, you know exactly where the ball's going to hit you. You've got the mental geometry to be able to pull that off.
There's no mental geometry about running forward having a ball hit you off the head.
The ball's traveling at one speed. I'm traveling
it's
at
not
another.
That, I'm telling you.
I need to hit this ball with my head to get it to go at a certain angle.
So wait a second.
The tilt of my head
my God,
will also determine where this ball will go.
Chad, I've done it. I've been in games and it's happened.
You just admitted you were very poor at it.
I'm telling you, any ball that goes in off your head is more or less luck.
I would completely disagree.
I know, because you've never played the game.
And Pele would disagree as well.
Pele, You want to talk skill, talk about being able to do a bicycle kick, okay?
Right.
That takes freaking absurd skill.
Uh-huh.
Having a ball hit you off the head with your eyes closed does not take skill.
And why are your eyes closed?
Because when something, if I threw something at you, the natural inclination.
I hit people with my face for my entire life. Why would I close my eyes?
You know why? Because you have a, you wouldn't close your eyes because you have a helmet on.
Really?
Anybody that's played the game understands that. Anybody that hasn't, they can't, and that's fine.
That's fine. It's fine that you don't understand. I played the game, you didn't. Okay. That's fine.
Can we agree upon this? Can we just agree upon this?
I just love people that have not played soccer are questioning me about the one sport that I play that nobody has played here. It's ridiculous. How in the world would you know more about soccer than me?
I played FIFA for years. And I can kill you in FIFA.
All right. On that note, everything's on fire. It's The Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Listen, if somebody calls up and they're a World War II veteran, they get on the show,
yes. Okay?
Period. Eugene, do I have that right? You're a World War II veteran? Is that right? Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hey,
hi, Eugene.
Yes, I'd like to consider one point of view, which you may not have considered, that the particular Rocky Stadium, you seem to have thought that particular was a gloss over, without the mentioning of the vision that the former mayor had that time. I kind of seem to think this is a gloss over that we have in history about blacks. It was the particular mayor who saw a vision there that Lobo needed to be upgraded to a commercial and an economical boost for Denver.
Yes.
He saw that the Denver Rockets needed a place to stay. And I would like to refer you to one particular individual who could help you on your consideration as to how it happened. And that is Irv Brown.
I love Irv.
I'm an old Bronco fan, and I sat over the dugout of the particular Rockets field that was raised during that particular time to get a Rockets team in Denver. I'm also aware of Eric Young Jr., who made the first home run.
Yes, it was awesome.
Of that particular club.
Yes.
I am also aware that the black coach was Donald Bearer. But you see, you have done many things that most historians have done, and that is to gloss over what really happened. And we pay no attention to really what was really true. So that's my comment.
I really appreciate it, Eugene.
Let's be fair and think about what happened and why. Don't assume, but speculate. Assumption causes you not to ask why. And I've worked for many years for this country in World War II to come back to this country to say we are a country of all people. And that's all I need to say.
I appreciate
that.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you, Eugene. Did a World War II veteran just, like, yell at me? I mean, is that more or less what just happened? I think that's kind of what happened right there.
It was a little bit of a talking to.
Yeah, I think I just, well, listen, I'm just going to shut up and listen.
Hey, I think Eugene, you know, he felt like you needed a little listening to.
Appreciate it, Eugene. Kid. Thank you. I'm not sure what he was really trying to say, though.
Let's just put this Rockies playoff, non-playoff thing to bed real quick.
Okay. I'm right and you're wrong.
Besides
done.
Your feeling on that.
Yeah, okay.
Do you understand the folks who are on my side?
Yeah, they're not that informed about the situation. It happens all the time.
Should baseball do a better job of playing that up as a playoff game?
You know, it's tricky.
Because
it's no,
I didn't make up the language of play-in game.
Here's the problem. They found something that is unbelievably exciting. And even though it deserves to be at least a 2 out of 3, having a 2 out of 3 series will result inevitably in 2-0 victories and non-elimination victories, which aren't nearly as exciting as a single elimination game. So even though it deserves to have a 2 out of 3, the excitement level of elimination baseball is incredible. So they probably won't change it, even though they probably should, because the level of entertainment is through the roof.
I'm not looking for them to change the format, although it's different than the rest of the series formats in the baseball playoffs. I'm just looking for them to change the language, because I didn't make up play-in game. I've heard that from baseball people.
Such as?
You.
No, no.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Besides me, which I didn't say, but I'm not going to even argue that. But besides me, who else has called it a play-in game? That's a baseball person.
I've read it. I've heard it.
Who wrote it?
I don't know. It was in the paper somewhere.
Gotcha. There you go.
Troy Rank, I don't know. But
Troy Rank called it a play-in game?
No, I'm not
Would
saying
Would you like
did.
To get Troy on the phone right now and ask him if he thinks it's a play-in game?
That language is used by people
Why
talking.
Why did you just bring out Troy's name?
I just threw it out there just to be silly. But my point is, I've heard baseball people.
Such as who?
I don't know.
So I'm just supposed to
Tim
believe
Kirchin,
you?
Tim Kirchin, I don't
you
know.
You heard Tim Kirchin call it a play-in game, not a playoff game.
I don't
Really?
Watch.
Should we get Tim Kirchin on the air to flesh that out?
I was not watching Highlands Ranch Community Baseball Talk when I heard this. I was watching ESPN. I was not reading the Colorado Springs Gazette. I was reading the Denver Post. So this whole play-in game wording that I have heard, I didn't make it up. I read it in a major publication.
I know Patrick Saunders and Nick Groke write for the Denver Post.
And I've,
I know,
I've heard
I know
it on
Paul
a,
Kirk writes for the Colorado Springs Gazette. I can get any of those guys
and
on.
I've heard it on a major station talking about baseball. So considering I'm not the only one to be confused, because
once
I threw it out to the text line,
there's a lot of confused
it was
people
a
out there.
Roughly 50-50 split.
Right.
Can you understand where we
yes,
could be
I
confused?
I already told you there's a lot of people that don't know what they're talking about out there. I've already given you that.
Don't give me the dismissal.
There's far more people out there that say things like, I've heard it from baseball people without being able to name a specific baseball person.
Because
there's
I've
a lot
so,
more people like that.
I've heard it
this
so
is,
many
this
times.
Is, this was my conversation with my dad at every dinner ever. And it was like, this is the way it is. And I go, well, how do you know that, Dad? Common knowledge. Every argument would end with, well, how do you know that, Dad? And common knowledge.
Do you think me and the other texters on the text line all got together and said, you know, we're not going to call it a playoff game. We're going to change the word and call it a play-in game.
No, you and the other
everybody.
Texters don't really care all that much about it. And, you know, you just don't care about the details. So you just...
The details,
you
people call it a play-in game.
You perceive it however you perceive it.
The gap, based on the details of people saying, baseball people saying it's a play-in game.
As soon as you tell me one baseball person that has called it a play-in game rather than a playoff game, then I'll take your argument more seriously.
All right, Patrick, Troy, somebody hit me up, please. Please. Again, I'm not trying to say you're wrong and I'm right. I just know that
I'm right.
Making this up out of nowhere.
If we had Charlie Blackman on the phone right now, would you call, hey, Charlie, how is that play-in game? Do you think he'd be insulted or not?
I certainly would hope he wouldn't be, because I've heard baseball people use that term.
Okay. So you would You think, like, the Rockies players don't think they were in the playoffs last year?
I don't know.
I think they think they were in the playoffs last year.
And then they're fine to think that.
And see, this is where it stings, because it went way too quick. And it the game itself was very, 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 very disappointing. Because of the things happened in that game that just, like, never happened. Like, pitchers, relief pitchers. I mean, it wasn't even a starter. I mean, it's a relief pitcher. Relief pitchers in the National League never hit. It was a relief pitcher who hit a triple. I mean, it just, like, that just doesn't happen.
You got beat by relief pitchers, what you're saying.
I know. It's humiliating.
Okay.
It's staggeringly bad.
Okay.
Pat Neshek should never show his face ever. He gave up a triple to a relief pitcher. Not a starting pitcher. Not a starting pitcher who will literally get, you know, a bunch of at-bats during the year. He gave up a triple to a dude that might have 4 at-bats all year.
From the 7-2-0, I've heard it called a play-in game a million times. I'm not looking to discuss the particulars of that game or even get into an argument with Charlie Blackman whether the Rockies are or aren't a playoff team. I'm just simply trying to understand, why am I confused?
This is The Drive on The Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Just got hit up by the family. They're headed down to the game tonight, so that's cool. That's awesome. I don't get to go to many Rockies games, so I'm excited to go tonight.
Have fun, man.
I will. I can race through some of these calls here to wrap things up. Cliff, you're on The Fan. Hi, Cliff.
Hi, guys. I'm loving you guys tonight. You really got me rolling here.
Oh, that's cool.
I hate to do this to you, D-Mac, but I was looking at you walk Alfred into a corner, well, in their not too recent past.
Yeah.
And you were asking about playoffs last time Denver teams made a playoff.
Yeah.
And I think you were pointing to the Rockies, and you forgot that they made the playoffs.
Well, I forget a lot of things, Cliff. Don't hang that on me. I don't know what I had for lunch today.
I hate to say it, but then you said, well, they're a plan.
Oh, I did not say that.
You kind of mumbled under your...
There's no way I said that. See, I love... This is another classic. When people say I said things that I didn't say.
Well, you forgot. How can
all
you...
Right.
All right.
Cliff, if the point is I'm a forgetful person, Cliff, you win. I'm forgetful. I'm a dope. It wasn't a play-in game. It was a playoff game.
Before we get to the next call.
Yeah.
MBL.com. Does not...
MLB.com?
Sorry. MLB.com.
Okay.
Postseason history on MLB.com.
Uh-huh.
Single playoff game isn't listed. Therefore, the Rockies, according to MLB.com, were not a playoff team.
Where do you see that right now?
On MLB.com.
Do you have that from a texter or do you have that yourself?
I got it from a texter who just looked it up for me.
Why don't you look it up yourself and try to confirm it, and then you have a strong case.
All right.
Other than that, it's just another, you know, texter who was at Euphora earlier today.
All right, man. Go with the next caller.
He could have been at Starbuds. I'm not sure.
Go with the next caller.
Steele, you're on The Fan. Hi, Steele.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Super.
Hey, chub.
Chub. What you got, Steele?
Hey, I wanted, first of all, everybody love everybody. Okay, you guys are getting a little heated up.
Everybody love everybody. Everybody.
I want to kiss you.
Everybody love everybody. I got you.
Yeah, but the whole playoff format was expanded by MLB. So, in my opinion, the whole play-in game, it's from the past. It needs to be put to bed. That term, maybe you did hear it, maybe you didn't, Chad, but it's a playoff game now. That's all I wanted to say. I agree.
Thank you, Steele. Thank you, Steele. My man, Steele. Man of Steele. Chad's still looking for the reference that he got from the text line. It wouldn't be the first time somebody on the text line gave wrong information as fact. I tell you a truth. Let's go to my man, Greg. Hi, Greg. You're on The Fan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, D-Mac. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. Yes.
First of all, you're 100% right about the playoff game.
Of course.
They got a patch. They got a patch on their uniform.
They got a patch. Exactly. Right. You don't get a patch for a play-in game. You get a patch for a playoff game.
I did also just want to wrap. I wanted to call about the stadium thing. I just wanted to say that all the points that you hit when you guys were wrapping up that conversation is 100% correct.
Right.
I haven't been a Broncos fan for 600 some odd years. I was born in 91.
Okay.
Mile High Stadium died, as far as I'm concerned, in the name when they took down the stadium. Now we have an identity crisis. We've got two name changes. Now we've got, like you said, the tacky signage, not just the actual sign, but all the promotion stuff they do.
I know.
Give me a big electronic LED. Give me a reason to, you know, go to the games. And you said it right. Put a convertible stadium. If we had had a convertible stadium, not only would we have had a Super Bowl, but you guys wouldn't have had to spend hours a couple seasons ago talking about, oh, there's going to be a cold weather game that Peyton Manning can play in.
Right. So that's right. You attract, you know, that's actually a great point. If you had a retractable roof, thank you, Greg, you would attract more quality free agents at quarterback.
You might have won that Ravens game.
Yep. That's actually a great point.
The
Ravens
that's playoff game, by the way.
No doubt about it. Definitely was a playoff game. Wow, that is a super good point by Greg. He's right about that, Chad. If you're a free agent, Kirk Cousins. I mean, the guaranteed money meant the most, and it's not like he didn't play outside in Washington. But you got to admit, knowing that every game you're going to play as a quarterback is going to be in good weather at home, it's got to mean something.
Yeah, I would think
right?
so. Right? Your numbers are going to be better.
Right.
It's just simply
right.
easier to play quarterback in weatherless games.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. All right. Love you, buddy.
Man, that was fun, dude.
As always.
Thanks for the education.
And don't forget, when it comes to soccer, I played the game you didn't. Big Sexy, Strawberry Man. Thanks, all. See you tomorrow. Right here.
Just in case y'all not going to decide to do the right thing, if y'all got a crew, you got to have a fall guy in the crew.